Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. I'm Patrick flying solo. So I put out this poll on the YouTube channel, on the community tab. Where will the Warriors end up at the end of the regular season? 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, or out of the play-in? 0% said 7th seed. 2% said 8th seed. Love the optimism. 6% said the 9th seed. 49% said the 10th seed, and then 43% said out of the play-in. So things are pretty bleak for Warriors fans, but you know, it is what it is. This is part of fandom. You don't have to love it, but you got to embrace it sometimes. So I have not put out an episode in a minute. I've been busy with life and some other projects, but I just tuned in to the Warriors Timberwolves game on Sunday, and I gotta say, man, like it was pretty dull. The reason why I say that is, as much as I love these Warriors and what some of these guys have done in the past and even earlier this calendar year, it's pretty clear that it's the same old story over and over and over again. The Warriors, they had that stretch, but they had a good stretch, right? Like when Kuminga started, when he spoke up to Kerr, when Kerr started playing him more, and then when Draymond came back and made that starting unit that we'd all wanted, he made that work. But things change. Unfortunately, Steph got hurt against the Bulls. They lost that game, and then they went 1-2 after that and basically lost their mojo. At the end of the day, this team is something that, you know, we tossed around at the beginning of the season, that their old guys just can't do it enough and their young guys just aren't there yet, right? Like we talked about how last season, if they'd played Kuminga and Moody a little bit more, that maybe they would be more ready this season. Obviously, Kuminga didn't get the regular minutes until he spoke up at the beginning of January. So even though he's shown a lot of signs, his growth is still stunted. Let's face facts. And Moody, he's out of the rotation right now. So what they didn't do is thread the needle very well. Now, I'm not talking technically like two timelines type stuff, but in theory, if they'd played some of these guys more last season, then maybe they'd be more ready. Who knows? That's what I think. You may disagree. So it goes. But it's clear that after that really, really nice run the Warriors had in January, February, that Steph and Draymond, they just can't drag everybody to the finish line. And now we're seeing Brandon Podziemski. He's not scoring as well as before. Other teams have been scouting him and they figured him out a little bit. And same with Kuminga, right? They're stacking against him and they've scouted him. And so for the first time, like, these guys are facing some of that attention and adversity, and they haven't figured out how to get around it yet. So basically, you know, I highlight those guys because those are their most important guys at this point in the season. Steph and Draymond, of course, and then Pods and Kuminga. Because you look at Wiggins, you look at Klay Thompson, you look at Chris Paul, you look at Gary Payton II. Those guys are who they are. 70 games into the season, we know that Klay is never going to be Klay, even though some people hope and pray that he can have consistent lights out games in a row. But that's not going to happen. He'll have a good game, and then he'll have a few very mediocre games. You know, and then you look at Wiggins, and you know, Wiggins will have like effort games where people be like, "Oh yeah, there he is." You know, I can't believe people have been anti-Wiggins. It's like no one dislikes Wiggins as a person. I don't think if they do, then they're just probably 10 years old or something like that. But Wiggins has not given a solid all-around effort consistently all season long. That's just how it is. He's shown flashes here and there. He busted his finger, etc. He started playing hard when trade rumors came about and when Jonathan Kuminga started making his move. But you're not going to get anything more from him on a game-to-game basis. Chris Paul, you know, he just doesn't have what he used to have, and he's solid in places, but again, he's not going to win you a series. And then Gary Payton II, he honestly, he played more minutes against the Wolves, but he's been out of the rotation and he's been making mistakes. I'm not sure if he's just in a rut, a slump, if Steve Kerr has moved away from him for some reason, or if he's going to make a move back in. But like, again, he's a role player, and you're not going to ride or die with him to the Western Conference Finals or beyond. So like, you have Draymond, you have Steph, and those guys, you know, they're breaking down. They should be peaking right now, but they've had to carry so much, and then Steph got the injury, and then Draymond's playing center. And, you know, we always worried about Draymond playing center and how long that would last before it started affecting him. And yeah, he's battling some back pain, and that's never a good thing for a basketball player, never a good thing for anyone, but especially for some guy like him. And once he gets into the postseason, if they were so lucky to get into a series, a seven-game series, then, you know, how beat up would he be? And with Pods, like, not being the Pods we saw 2 months ago, what do you have? And then with Kuminga, you know, having up and down games, he'll still put up points, but, you know, some of those defensive lapses and then some turnovers. He had some bad moments in the past week. Obviously, I still believe in the dude, but this is just the reality of a guy who hasn't gotten these mistakes out of his system yet. You know, again, I was a huge advocate of playing him more last season and into the playoffs, and then playing him more consistently this season. I said that I think he's going to be their best player in 4 years. And I said that after the day he got drafted, you know what I mean? So that's next year. But either way, it just doesn't seem like it's going to work. They're just running out of time, out of gas, out of steam, you know what I mean? And it is what it is, you know? There's a lot of blame, I guess, to go around. And don't get me wrong, like, I would love to see this team all of a sudden like figure it out and go on a run, but it just doesn't seem like all four of those dudes and then the supporting cast that they'll get it figured out consistently for long enough. There will be flashes. There will be probably a couple impressive wins where it's like, can we bottle this and make it go another five games into the postseason, another 10 games, whatever. Then they'll fall flat. That's just how it seems. Like, Steph just looks like he's exasperated. If Kerr's not going to play him more than 30 minutes, that's telling, right? Because 30 minutes is not really, really a ton of minutes. But if he's willing to risk a game a little bit by playing him two fewer minutes than he could have, or five fewer minutes, then, you know, where are we at? Like, if they were here in this spot figuring stuff out in December, then maybe. But guess what? Like, they weren't, you know? Draymond was suspended. I would love to get those 20 games back with Draymond in uniform, in shape, playing with effort. But it is what it is. So I said a couple episodes a while ago that I've let go of all expectations, you know, and I'm just going to ride it out and enjoy what we have this year. It's a bummer the way they've been looking. They could still sneak into 10th. They're right now only one game ahead of the surging Rockets, who have the momentum, who are peaking, who have all the mojo and all that stuff. All the things that the Warriors don't have. What the Warriors have that the Rockets don't have is championship DNA, that pedigree, that veteran experience. But right now, it looks like all that stuff is just, it's not helping.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I've said this recently to folks. I said it on Twitter. I said it in comments elsewhere that, you know, maybe it's okay if the Warriors don't make the play-in. Because it'll force Lacob, it'll force Mike Dunleavy Jr. to take some decisive action. And by decisive action, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy to move some bad contracts and sign a free agent or make a trade for a guy that we really want and give up people that we don't want. I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, like Don Draper says, that's what the money's for. For Mike Dunleavy Jr. and his staff. But it will at least give the idea that, okay, we can't do this again. We cannot do this again. Because if they do it again next season, then that's three seasons in a row of running on fumes, just burning mythology and hoping that that's going to take them forward. And I don't know what those moves are. You know, it could be, you know, sure, getting off of Chris Paul's contract is non-guaranteed, moving off of Clay or signing him for super cheap, moving Looney, finding a way to move Wiggins, getting off of Gary Payton II. I mean, they'll probably keep him around because Steph likes him so much when he's injured. They get to hang out on the bench together. But outside of that, you know, like Steph, Draymond, obviously they're sticking around. Kuminga, Pajemski, Trace Jackson, Davis Moody. Like, those are the guys, right? And yes, some of those young guys, you could put them in the mix for a potential trade. Obviously, I want to keep Kuminga out of all of them, but we'll see. Because if they were to make the playoffs and, you know, get six games and lose six games in the first round, or lose in six games in the first round, then is that something where they look at each other and be like, hey, you know, maybe we could run it back with some of these guys and just fix some things on the fringes? They did that last time, and I know they moved Poole. I know that they got rid of Wiseman, and you could argue that that is decisive action. But, hey, let's see some more, because that decisive action could not have when they made those moves, they could not have predicted that so many of their vets would just completely fall off, right? That Draymond, first of all, he hasn't fallen off on the court, but he's gotten suspended. He didn't keep his word that he would be there for them. And then Clay fell off drastically. Looney fell out of the rotation. Wiggins proved to be more Minnesota Wiggins than 2022 championship Warriors Wiggins. So those are three guys on their vaunted starting lineup that just fell out. So if they don't make the postseason at all, not even the play-in, then, you know, there's a mandate, you know, come to Jesus moment of, all right, we're not doing this again. So that's one reason. And yeah, sure, if they could make it into the 10th spot or maybe even the 9th, Hey, you win one game, take it one game at a time. You'll hear that mantra, you'll hear that cliche, but it's true. Win one, win another, and then, hey, the pie in the sky scenario is like they face a young OKC team and the Warriors are healthy and their young guys have figured some things out and they put the pressure on them. But right now, the way it looks, it just seems tough. If this was the team that we saw a month and a half ago where the vets looked energized and the young guys looked like they were moving on up, maybe. But the vets look like they're just exhausted and there's no all-star break coming and there's no dudes in their prime who are going to carry their load, right? Because Looney is in his prime. Wiggins is in his prime. You know, those guys, it's disappointing, but that's just how it works. That's the gamble, you know? That's the gamble with any of this stuff. There's no respite for those dudes. And unless all of a sudden Pajemski snaps out of it, and, you know, he's been playing decently, but he's plateaued and maybe fallen off a little bit, especially on scoring tip and shooting tip. And then Kuminga, teams are thinking like, hey, if we stop Kuminga, then Steph has to carry it. And if Steph carries it, then he's going to get tired. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Like I said, no expectations, riding with this team until the end. But, you know, it doesn't look good. Somebody on Twitter, they asked me, you know, what would be the ideal starting unit and bench rotation for this team? And honestly, like, what they have would be great if they were playing consistently and they had the legs, the energy, you know what I mean? Because they were winning before, but it just seems like this formula is tapping out a little too soon. It's like, I was about to do an episode a couple weeks back where I was like, wow, this Warriors bench could be like one of the best benches in the playoffs once they get there. Because if you're riding with Chris Paul, Klay Thompson, Gary Payton II, Trayce Jackson-Davis, and then if you really, really, really needed a guy like Saric to shoot threes and stretch the floor, then you could do that. You know, then you have Moody sitting there. But it just seems like the combination of what they've been doing, it's just run out of gas, run out of steam. Against Minnesota, when Klay shot that three-pointer to potentially tie the game at the end, man, I was like, is this going to go in? And Klay, man, it's wild because he's had leg injuries, and I know that it's all connected. Why his shot is always short, you just don't expect it to go in. And I just like the way the season's going, that's not happening. And it didn't. And then they lost. Like they coughed it up to a better, younger, just more connected team that's missing Karl Anthony Towns. So it is what it is. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. The Warriors, they are 36 and 34, one game ahead of the Rockets. One game. Who would have thunk it? You know, props to Jalen Green for turning it up in the past few weeks. Remember that dude? That was another dude that people wanted to trade at the trade deadline. So you look at Kuminga, you look at Jalen Green, and, you know, that's why you shouldn't really listen to fans and pundits, because there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions about trading this guy and that guy. But, you know, we'll see. 12 more games. What can these guys figure out? The Warriors got a tough schedule coming up, you know, because there's teams that they're battling against in the standings, and just teams in general who are trying to rise up and solidify their spots. But if you look at their remaining schedule, Miami, Orlando, back-to-back, those are going to be tough. Charlotte's a gimme, but that's on the road. San Antonio's on the road. Then they get Dallas at home, Houston, who they're still going to be battling with at that point, and then Dallas on the road. Utah should be a win, but, you know, you never know with this team. Then they get the Lakers in LA, Portland in Portland, that should be a gimme, and then the Pelicans, who likely will still be battling for position, and then they finish the season at home at Utah. The Pelicans game is also in San Francisco. Beginning of the season, I would have looked at this and be like, okay, the Warriors have a great chance to win a bunch of these games, but right now, you know, there's maybe like three gimmies, depending on how you look at Utah. If you think Utah's a gimme, that's maybe like five, or, you know, split the difference in four. But it'll be tough. It'll be tough. But, you know, we'll see how it goes from here. Anyway, that's all I got for now. Hope you all are doing all right out there.
All right. Well, that is another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick E. Pino or at Oakland Warriors. Check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, youtube.com/Oakland Warriors. Check us out at oaklandwarriors.com and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors podcast is produced by National Film Society. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to leave us a nice review saying good stuff about the show on Apple Podcasts, that would be hugely, hugely appreciated, and it would be very, very helpful. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time, and go Dubs.